It's 5 questions on history in Chicago as picked by Patreon subscriber and Chicago resident Brenda Martinez. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and happy May. We are halfway through May. Today's the 15th when I'm recording this. It's the 16th if you're listening to it on the day it came out. So we're halfway through the month. Hopefully, you're having a great time as this weather's getting nicer all over the world. Or I guess if you're in Antarctica or something, it's always cold. But hey, in the United States, there you go. Today's episode is about a part of the United States called Chicago, some Chicago history. I grew up in a town called Crestwood, Illinois, about 30 minutes south of the Loop in Chicago. And our town's history, Crestwood, Illinois, is basically a water scandal that poisoned many residents of the town from using contaminated wells for tap water. So there's some fun history for you, right? Nice water scandal. I feel like I need to write that into like a pseudo crime novel one day. Brenda Martinez lives in Chicago with Mo Martinez, and she picked this topic today. She said, hey, I love my city. Let's learn about it. I said, okay, let's do it. She's a big reader as well, Brenda, and I've actually jumped back into reading as well by starting the book club for Patreon subscribers. You can join for $20, the $20 level, and I'll send you the same book that I send everybody else every month. It's a ton of fun, and it got me back into reading. This month is a graphic novel from the 90s, and next month is a novel based off a movie that came out, I think, about 2 years ago. So strap in for that. It's a pretty cool movie, so I'm excited to see how the novel pans out based on the movie. And here's what I've read so far this year. I read some self-help books. I read a book called The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Great book. Highly recommend it. I read a book called The Dry. That was our first book club book that I just randomly found at Barnes & Noble and sent everybody. I just read this on a plane. I mentioned it on last week's podcast or earlier this week. Elevation by Stephen King. Real short novel, 140 pages or so. Pretty cool. And I'm in the middle of this book, Thieving Weasels, which was our book club book last month or 2 months ago, I forget. And I'm in the middle of another self-help book called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, which is great. Dr. Meg Meeker is that author. If you have a daughter, check it out. I'm like halfway through and feel like I got some really good bullet points to abide to from checking out that book. And hopefully I can keep reading like one or two books a month. I was an English major and I have not read real books in quite some time. So I'm jumping back in to the book bandwagon and we'll see how it goes. I'm definitely cruising through these ones and maybe I can stick with it. If you have something I should read, drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at ryanbuds on Twitter or Instagram, etc. Tell me what you're reading and I'll check it out from the library. That's probably where I'll get it from. Chattanooga, Tennessee. I will be all up in ya on Sunday, July 7th for Disney Marvel Star Wars trivia at Southside Social. This is a really cool bar. They have a few bowling alley lanes. They have beanbags outside. They have ping pong outside, tons of beers, tons of food. And it's a really cool atmosphere right in downtown Chattanooga. And I've done a few shows there. We did last summer, actually this same exact weekend last summer, we did Disney Marvel Star Wars, and we had about 85 players. So it was really cool, really great turnout, and I'd love to see you if you listen to the show from coming to that show last year, or if you just live anywhere near Tennessee and listen to this podcast. Tell a friend about it, and I'll have the event up and all the promo by the last week of May. So in about a week and a half, we'll have all that stuff up. And you'll be able to buy tickets for $10. And again, they'll hold about 100 people and already got some good buzz going there with people who were there the first time on a Facebook post. So hope to see you if you're near Chattanooga, Tennessee on July 7th. And I'll be in town that whole weekend if you want to meet up. Probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go home Monday. That'll probably be my plan. My brother Tom lives there. He's been on the podcast a bunch. And I'm sure we'll record some episodes when I go visit him for this trip. So that'll be cool. And we're trying to see if my brother Scott can also make it up from Florida. So we could all go out and have a good time that weekend. So let me know if you're coming. I'd love to see you. All right, we're going to jump into 5 quick questions on Chicago history picked by Brenda Martinez. These are fun. These are quick. Let's see what you know. Here we go. All right, Chicago history. Question number 1. What famous magazine launched out of Chicago on October 1st, 1953? Number 1, what famous magazine launched out of Chicago on October 1st, 1953? Question number 2. Which of these items were not invented in Chicago? Was it zippers, spray paint, or hula hoops? One of those three things was not invented in Chicago. The other two were. Do you think it was zippers, spray paint, or hula hoops? Question number three, what 2004 Will Smith movie was filmed in Chicago? Number three, what 2004 Will Smith movie was filmed in Chicago? Question number four, what Chicago Zoo is one of the world's last free zoos? Number four on your list, what Chicago Zoo is one of the world's last free zoos? And question number five, who was the first mayor of Chicago way back in 1837? Who won the first mayoral election of Chicago in 1837? All right, guys, those are your five quick questions on Chicago history. Hopefully you had a good mix of stuff in there for you. We'll be back in just a second with a deep dish pizza and some answers. We're back with Chicago history. I mentioned deep dish pizza, and people always find out you're from Chicago, and they're like, oh, so is all the pizza really like that? That's like the number one question I get living on the West Coast. And I always answer it by saying like, no, no, it's not like that. It's just better. It's just better, regular square cut pizza. All the pizza on the West Coast is triangle cut, and people freak out if you're like, hey, can you cut that in squares so there's more pieces to go around? They're like, what? Why? What? So it just works better for parties, especially when you have kids and you're like, here's that tiny little corner piece for you, toddler. You know, you need those square pieces. And the biggest thing I always say about Chicago pizza is like when you bite into it, or any pizza, when you bite into it, some sauce should kind of pop out the sides. There shouldn't be like this little drizzle of like pink faint sauce on the bread, on the dough. You need like sauce. I don't need a ton of sauce, but I just need a little bit more than the regular pizza usually has. And deep dish pizza is something in Chicago I probably had maybe every year and a half. I feel like somebody would be like, we're going to Giordano's or something crazy. And somebody orders one, it's like $50 and you get one slice and then you're good. So I don't know. I think in my entire life, I probably had deep dish pizza maybe 15, 20 times at the very most. But just the regular random pizza place chains all over Chicago are just so, so good. So Aurelio's is one of my favorites if you're from there and you know what's up. Okay, we're going to jump into these questions right now. Number one, what famous magazine launched out of Chicago October 1st, 1953? That would be Playboy magazine. I think it's still around. I think they took out the nudity and then they brought it back, or maybe it's still out. I don't know. But my friend Steve Scapperdine, who I've known since first grade, he got the best job of all time out of college. He was a photographer and he got a job as an archivist or editor assistant or something for like the history of Playboy magazine. So he was working in Chicago for Playboy at like age 22 and getting paid great to like organize naked women pictures. I'm like, what better job could there be out of college? I ran the photo ID department at a community college is my first job. And I'm not complaining. It paid well. And, set me up to, get financially set and, get married and stuff like that. But man, the archivist job at Playboy, that was a pretty cool one. Number two, which of these items were not invented in Chicago? Was it zippers, spray paint, or hula hoops? Zippers and spray paint, both invented in Chicago. Hula hoops are an LA invention. That's right. Hula hoops out here on the West Coast where I live now. But zippers and spray paint. Spray paint was invented in 49 by a guy named Seymour, I think his name was. Last name Seymour. And his wife said, why don't you put paint in an aerosol can? That's what I imagine she sounded like. Put paint in an aerosol can. And he did it. And then he started selling a whole bunch. So there you go. Number three, what 2004 Will Smith movie was filmed in Chicago? It was not Men in Black 3 or 2 or 1. But it was I, Robot. And I think I mentioned this in the podcast. I could have sworn that that robot in I, Robot was voiced by Kevin Spacey. And someone told me, no, it's the guy from Firefly and the voice of the droid in Rogue One. Whatever his name is, the red-haired guy. And I said, wow, it is. And I had like a Mandela effect scenario where I'm like, I could swear I could see Kevin Spacey on a talk show talking about doing that voice, but I must have imagined it. Number four, what Chicago Zoo is one of the world's last free zoos? Lincoln Park Zoo. It's not a great zoo. There's not that much to go look at. And most of the animals are like dead or asleep. I remember going as a kid and I'm like, where's all the animals? They're like, there's five and they're all taking a nap. And you're like, oh, great zoo. Is this why it's free? Brookfield Zoo in Brookfield, Illinois, much better zoo in my opinion. But hey, if you live in the city and you want to go check it out, it's free. Lincoln Park Zoo. Number five, who was the first mayor of Chicago in 1837? William B. Ogden. There's a big street I've driven on many a time. Ogden and William B. is who it's named after, the first mayor in 1837. And there you have it, five new tidbits for your next wine and cheese party. When you're talking about history of cities, someone's like, oh yeah, in Detroit, they had cars and stuff. And then you're like, did you know in Chicago, they didn't have hula hoops? That's your jump in, your lead point, leading in point. That's what you're going to say, okay, when you do this party. Okay, Chicago history, we learned about it. That was fun. And I hope you had fun listening to this episode. And maybe you live in another city and you want me to do some trivia on that city. Let me know. Drop me a line anytime, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or donate $5 on Patreon like Brenda Martinez does and pick your topic monthly. Go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 and I'll get you in on the Excel spreadsheet we have going on Google spreadsheets or whatever. And you can add in your topics for the next 3 months. We got some great ones coming up. Brenda also had another one that my wife recorded yesterday. If you want to go back and listen to that on this past Tuesday's episode, it was Anne Rice novels. And my wife, Ashley Starling Buds, loves Anne Rice novels. And it was her birthday. So I said, hey, you should guest host the episode. So go back and check that one out. And if you like that episode, flood her inbox and let her know. She needs a little confidence boost as a podcast host. Her email is ashleybuds, ashleebuds@gmail.com. It's out of her comfort zone to record a podcast by herself, especially on her birthday, but I made her do it. And I think she had fun. And if you liked that episode, give her some encouragement. That would be awesome. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I seriously love that I get to do this every day, and I'm in complete control of the whole thing. It's a dream come true. I'm so glad that the numbers keep going up on this show, because that's what keeps me going and recording and posting the episodes. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.